You smile. You feel companionable, connected, bonded by this. There's a movement to your right and your left as they reach out for their respective parts of the hookah. One lamia to your left, one to your right, their breasts pressing against your arms, their bodies reclined in comfortable lamia sitting position, except they're holding your ankles, they're guiding you to sit, and you do. In fact, anything you're guided to do feels like a good idea. So when the one who just took a drag, her eyes still closed, offers the blue tip of the hookah's hose to you. The blue tip to you, and you suck deeply, and purple smoke flows into your mouth, and you let it be breathed slowly out of your nose. You feel its effects filling your head. You feel hazy and vacant. You're floating. You're seated on a cushion between two huge women who could have their way with you, but you're also floating. There's one in front of you, too. You manage to make your eyes open from the lazy, hazy place you descended to. And that's when you see hers opening. They're spirals of blue light. It might be reflected from the white onto the blue gem at her belly, but her eyes, in your vision, are spiraling. She leans in and you hear her speak human speech, unlike the Naga who've become completely snake-like. How is it? Her dreamy voice. What do you see? You see the smile on her face become more blue light. Her eyes are spiraling, spinning, snake eyes spinning into your mind. Blue light. How is it? What do you see? She waits for you, listens to you, lets you speak. And the act of speaking makes your body so warm. Somehow you know anything you tell her, anything you confess to her, will make you more drugged and drained. The two next to you, who have not yet taken drags from the hookah, say, "Welcome to the harem of the absent king. Welcome to our home." One of them lifts you, bodily, entirely into her arms and lays you across the other's, well, I guess it would be called a lap, the part of her where her sinuous snake body forms human flesh instead, and she leans back on it. You're laid across their laps. The blue one comes closer, untying her silk sash at the back to reveal her breasts, massive with dark brown nipples. Ascending above your face, sure, but she's rising to her full height. She holsters the end of the hookah she was breathing from. The two that are holding you breathe from theirs. So the blue one took the hookah out of your hand, and the two next to you are occupying them. You find yourself wanting another drag, but you lay there, vulnerable and captured, laid across the lap of the one in green and in red, the jewels at their bellies reflecting those colors into your eyes. The one with the blue spiraling eyes drags your vision back, but the hookah material is already in your body. The smoke, the vacancy, the fruit that you ate of when you breathed deeply is already invading you. What do you see? She's trying to draw that out of you. Anything you confess, the smoke, the vision, the spirals, the eyes, the blue, and now the two holding you have taken long drags, put their hookahs back, and now their eyes open. Red spiraling light, green spiraling light, uniting with the blue to form white hot pleasure in your brain, but the purple tinge then overpowers the white, and you see purple smoke in your mind. You want another drag, you try to reach for it, the one in blue smiles, takes it, puts it in your mouth, and you breathe so deep. You hold it as long as you can, knowing you'll get a more potent hit, knowing that your mind will be captured, and the light is even more. The smoke makes you look at the light, makes you want to look into their eyes, because in this connected place where you're laid across their laps, they're so beautiful.